on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Hello there, I'm John Chubb, and this show is called The Time Machine. I'm going to take you back 45 years to the year 1978 for the next couple of hours. Musical geniuses called Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers were the songwriters and the producers behind that track. That was Chic and Everybody Dance. And incidentally, one of the backing vocalists on that track was one Luther Vandross, who, of course, went on to big things himself. That song was released in April 1978 and it got to number 9 on the UK charts. Now, in the summer of 1978, a young punk band came out of Belfast with a young band called Fergal Sharkey on lead vocals with this song, which became very popular on the punk and new wave scene in a very short space of time. It's The Undertones and Teenage Kicks.
She looks so good. I want
The legend, Bob Marley and the Wailers, of course. And this is Love, reached number 9 in the UK charts in 1978. The unique talent of Kate Bush came along in that same year. She was famously discovered by Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd. And her first single from her debut album, The Kick Inside, shot to number 1 in March of 78. Here it is now. This is Wuthering Heights. Still sounds great, that one, doesn't it? Kate Bush and Wuthering Heights. That was number 1 in 6 countries, as well as the UK. It also got to number 1 in Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Italy, and Portugal. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this show is The Time Machine as we celebrate the music of 1978. I'm going to be taking a look in a while at some of the news events and things that happened in the world of sport that year as well. But right now, we're going to hear a song which became a huge hit in the early part of 1978 by a man who was originally in a trio called the Humble Bums. Another member of that trio was the comedian Billy Connolly. He was then in Steeler's Wheel with Joe Egan, the other member of a band, before embarking on a solo career. And he struck absolute gold in early 1978 with this one. This is Baker Street.
When you wake up, it's a new morning. The sun is shining.
featuring an iconic sax solo by one Raph Ravenscroft. That was Jerry Rafferty in Baker Street. Got to number three here in the UK and number two in the US, but it was a number one hit in Australia as well as making the top 10 in a number of other countries. Massive international success for Jerry Rafferty. Now, a band who really made a breakthrough in 1978, very much the darlings of the new wave scene at that time, were Elvis Costello and the Attractions. They brought out an album called This Year's Model, which to this day is generally thought of to be one of his finest works. And from it, here's I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea.
Please tell us why you had to hide away for so long. Why did we
Huge hit for the Electric Light Orchestra in 1978. That was Mr. Blue Sky from their seventh studio album, Out of the Blue, which was released in late 1977. That single got to number six in the UK charts. And if you've ever wondered what the words are at the very end of that song, it's actually Please Turn Me Over, because it was the final track on side one of the album. Another song from 1978 now. The summer of 1978 was when this was a hit for Renaissance. This one is called Northern Lights.
Learn how to grow.
My late mum, actually, she was a big fan of our song Renaissance and Northern Lights. Renaissance were a prog rock band who had been around since the late 1960s. Annie Haslam was their lead singer, a fantastic voice. And that track, though, was their only hit single in the UK. It got to number 10 in the summer of 78. It came from an album called A Song for All Seasons, which also included a tune called Back Home Once Again, which was the theme tune from a kids' TV drama serial made by a Tyne Tees television for the ITV network called The Paper Lads. I've mentioned that on social media before, and I think I'm pretty much the only person who remembers it, but it was pretty good. Another song from 1978 now, and an American singer-songwriter who went on to team up with Graham Gouldman, formerly of 10cc, in a duo called Wax, and they had a couple of big hits in the late 1980s. But back in 1978, he was a solo artist, and this one got into the top 10 for him.
Slip away. guess I never felt this much aware that I love her. I'm hoping that I never recover. Cause she's good for me, and it would really make me happy to never let her slip away.
Andrew Goles, Never Let Her Slip Away. That got to number 5 here in the UK in 1978. It was a big hit on this side of the pond than it was in his native USA. Also got to number 2 in Ireland, by the way. Now, one of the most successful soul record labels of the 1970s, Philadelphia International label, one of their biggest star turns was the OJs. We're going to hear one from them now, which got into the UK charts in 1978. This is Used to Be My Girl.
Used to be my girl, my girl. She used to be my girl.
soul legends. He only recently retired from the business, actually, after performing for something like 6 decades, I think. It was the OJs and Used to Be My Girl. That reached number 12 in the UK singles chart in spring 1978. It got to number 4 in the US Billboard Hot 100, and it was number 1 on the R&B chart over there as well. You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This show is called The Time Machine, and we are celebrating the music of 45 years ago, 1978. Now, there's absolutely no doubt about who was the major movie star in 78. It was, of course, John Travolta, who starred in the two box office smashes that year, Saturday Night Fever and then Grease. And I'm going to play a song from each of those movies now.
Yeah.
So first we heard the Bee Gees and Night Fever from the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever, of course. That was number one for 2 weeks in the spring of 78. And Frankie Valli, Four Seasons legend, he recorded the opening theme from the movie Grease. And got to number three in the UK late summer, early autumn 78, but it was number one in the USA. So John Travolta was the consistent theme there. He starred in both of those movies and scored two number one hits as well with his female opposite number in Grease, Olivia Newton-John. You're the One That I Won from the soundtrack of that movie. It was number one for 9 weeks in the summer of 1978, and that was followed by Summer Nights, which was at number one for seven. Now, this next song I'm going to play was the one that finally knocked Summer Nights off the top of the charts, and the band's lead singer, Bob Geldof, you may remember him, he notoriously appeared on Top of the Pops. When they hit number one, ripped a photo of Travolta and Newton-John in half. I don't think he was a great fan of the soundtrack of that movie. Anyway, here they are, the Boomtown Rats and Rat Trap.
Cruising time for the young bright lights. Just down past the gas rush by the meat factory door, the Five Lamb Boys were coming on strong. The Saturday night city beat had already started, and the pulse of the corner boy just sprang into action. And young Billy watching under the yellow street lights, he said, tonight, I'm all night.
It's gonna be a flight fight.
Living here in this town,
he said.
Traps have been sprung long before he was born.
He said.
Hold fast the dust behind all the closed doors. I'm pussing grime ooze from its scab custom sword.
Just screaming and crying in the high rise block.
It's a rat trap, Billy, but you're already caught. Hey, you can make it if you wanna, or you need a bad enough.
You're young and good looking, and you're acting kind of tough. Anyway, it's Saturday night time to see what's going on.
Head for the right side of town.
It's only 8 o'clock, but you're already bored. You don't know what it is, but there's gotta be more.
You better find a way out. Hey, kick down that door.
It's a rat trap,
and you've been caught.
Take a walk.
like a film factory.
Work on the hours, God given. Get myself a little easy moving.
Her mind's made up. She walks down the road. Her hands in her pocket, cold foot against the cold. She finally finds Billy down at the Italian cafe. When he's drunk, it's hard to understand why Billy stands. But then he mumbles in his coffee and he suddenly roars. And we've been
go!